Cabinet has given approval for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration to open a new mission in Ankara, Turkey, and Guangzhou, the provisional capital of Guangwang, China. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, announced this in Parliament today. He said the search for new markets and investment, especially by developing countries, has become intense and that Ghana has to strategically position itself well to become very competitive. For the details, here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents.
The minister informed the House that the decision to open a new mission in Ankara, Turkey, was in view of the economic and commercial potential that exists in both countries for the mutual benefit of their citizens. He said Ghana participated alongside other heads of state and government, which came out with the Istanbul Declaration of Africa-Turkey Partnership. According to Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, the volume of trade between Ghana and Turkey increased from $175 million in 2009 to $440 million by the end of last year. He observed that given the goodwill and the tremendous concern by Turkey towards Ghana, opening a diplomatic mission in Turkey will put Ghana in good stead to compete with other African countries, opportunities that abound within the framework of the Turkey-African partnership relations and cooperation. Again, the establishment of Consulate General in Guangzhou was due to the large Ghanaian there and the inability of the Ghana mission in Beijing to cover Guangzhou as a result of the distance between the two cities and the cost involved, and the inability to establish an honorary consulate in the province of China, following the Chinese government's policy of not allowing honorary consulate in mainland China. The Deputy Majority Leader, Alhaji Rashid Peipu, said the opening of the mission in Turkey is long overdue, considering the strategic location of the country between the Muslim and the Islamic world. On the strained relations between Ghana and Serbia, he said, in as the country is recognizing Kosovo, it is imperative that relations between the two remain cordial. The minority leader of ATM Sabunsu suggests that the intended closure of the Ghanaian mission in Serbia be looked at again due to the recruitment of Serbian coach for the national team.
That was a report by our parliamentary correspondents.